1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Moscow. Mourners chanting Alexei Navalny's name outside the funeral for the prominent critic of Vladimir Putin, who died 2 weeks ago in a penal colony. Congress continues to hold up additional military aid for Ukraine amid its war with Russia, but there will not be a government shutdown, at least for another week.
It's good we're not shutting down. And now let us finish the job of funding the government so we don't have to do this again,
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Senate passed another short-term spending agreement. There's a conference today in Florida regarding a trial date for former President Trump's classified documents case. He wants it delayed until after the election. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a July date. Largest wildfire in Texas history continues to burn in the panhandle. It's being blamed for two deaths. And Yosemite National Park closed overnight. Parts of the Sierra Nevadas could see up to 12 feet of snow. This is ABC News. A fire at a Minneapolis homeless encampment raising alarm bells for Mayor Jacob Frey.
Deep concerns about the prevalence and size of these homeless encampments. When you combine open flame with all sorts of flammable materials, including propane, it makes for an extremely dangerous situation.
Fire crews put out the flames. There were only minor injuries. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. That's now the deadliest cancer for men under age 50, the second deadliest for women under 50.
Doctors say it's so important to get screened, beginning at age 45. But Americans are not getting the message. 80% of people ages 45 to 50 are not getting screened, many of them dreading a colonoscopy.
That's ABC's Andrew Fujii. A former University of Michigan football player, Craig Rowe, died at 33 from colon cancer. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 111-99. How nice was it to see the Bucks pass the ball around on offense? Doc Rivers.
It sure is nice. You need your stars to be the guys to make the right plays, and they did that. So Giannis and Dame started it. And, you know, Brooke tonight, extra passes. Bobby, extra passes. Pat Connaughton walked by me in the third quarter and said, is this what you mean by good to great?
College hoops. The Badgers men's team hosts number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon at the Kohl Center. Women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark announcing she will enter the WNBA draft this year. Baseball, the Brewers beat by the Rangers 7-5. The NFL scouting combine continues in Indy. Clemson defensive back Nate Wiggins, ranked one of the best, asked if he'd been interviewed yet by Green Bay.
The Packers, yes sir. They defense is like what I like. Man-to-man, press man, following the best receiver, lock him up. That's what I like to do.
Defensive back Nate Wiggins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wake up! Wake up!
It is time to wake up now.
Wake up!
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, we're here.
We are
here. That's one way to wake up. First thing, a big surprise from our producer, Sam,
right.
throwing that in immediately.
Right off the top.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Don't need coffee this morning.
Well, I need some anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here it is, March 1st. Happy March 1st, John.
Exactly.
March coming in like a lamb this morning.
Yeah. Except in California. They're having problems over there.
Yeah. You're going to get 10 or 12 feet of snow today.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. They can have it.
Yeah. Let them have it.
We are very safe here in the Midwest, block away from the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. If you're listening right now or flying over, that's where we're at.
And
take it for what it's worth.
It's a beautiful morning. It's 31 degrees, expecting a high of 48 today.
Wow.
It's going to get even warmer over the weekend.
I hope. Yeah. In the 70s or something like that?
Yeah, by Sunday, 70.
And I went out and I bought some brats. You can go to Woodman's and still buy some brats, and bought a whole bunch of them. They got a sale, by the way, $2.99 for about six brats.
Wow.
Different flavors.
What a deal.
Fantastic. It is a fantastic deal. Don't know what they're doing over there, but it's great. And I bought a whole bunch of them, so we're ready to cook out this weekend. We've already actually grilled out.
Have you
once.
Really?
We always get some chicken thighs, and we wrap the chicken thighs in bacon and then put it on the old pellet grill and smoke them all afternoon. And they're just delicious. Absolutely delicious.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I wish we had a little porch out here, right above State Street. Just a little deck out there with a grill. You know, I'm not asking for much. I just want to have a complete patio right above.
What, like a State house Street? On Mifflin Street or something?
Yeah.
You just walk out onto the.
Just walk out there. We can do the show out there. Yeah. Open the windows up.
There should be a patio.
It's so stuffy in here.
I know, second floor patio.
I'm not complaining, but, you know.
Well, you've always complained that we can't even open the windows, much less have a deck out there.
I like fresh air.
God.
I know. Even in the wintertime, I like a nice cold blast of oxygen coming in. I think it's good for you.
I think it's good for you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
You know, seniors, we agree.
Okay. Got to stick together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right.
No one else cares about us anymore. They're shuffling us off.
John, today we've been on the air here 5 months.
That's right.
5 months That's today. Right. So they said it wouldn't last. Here we are. Here we are.
The people across town said it wouldn't last.
That's right.
They're wrong.
Yeah. We'd like to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
But it's also, we have a number of national days. Are you ready for the national day
quiz?
Well,
we got quite a list here.
We've got a ton of them. I can't read them all. I'm just going to read some of them.
Okay.
Okay, because there's just way too many. So what day is it today? Is it or is it not National Sunkissed Citrus Day? Is it Self-Injury Awareness Day or not? Is it National Minnesota Day?
National Minnesota Day.
Minnesota.
It's not that. It's
Minnesota. Well, you're wrong. It is National Minnesota. I'll just do these as we go. National Dress in Blue Day. You wearing any blue? I've got my blue.
I got blue. Look at that. I got blue on. Yeah. Blue okay. plaid today.
Yeah. Yep. National Speech and Debate Education Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Employee Appreciation Day.
Yes.
Because, you know, yesterday we all worked for free, so now we get appreciated for it. National Dadgum, That's Good Day.
Dadgum,
That's a Good Day. National Day of Unplugging.
Can we just say that's a bad day and yeah. it's not real?
These are all real days, okay. actually.
Let's Wait, just... which one is a bad day and isn't real?
Dadgum Day.
Dadgum, That's Good?
Yeah. No, that's a real day.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's...
Too yee-haw for you?
That is just way...
Is this a real day? National Horse Protection
Way over
Day?
The top.
Yeah. National Fruit Compost Day?
Yeah, Fruit Compost Day, it's got to be that. Every day is Fruit Compost Day.
National Read Across America Day, Dr. Seuss Day.
Uh-huh.
National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. National Pig Day. Or National Strawberry Jelly Day. Which one of those is not a day? Out of that entire list.
Actually, two of those, I think, are incorrect.
Okay.
Actually, the National Day calendar got one of them wrong.
Did they?
Yeah, because Read Across America Day, I believe, is tomorrow. It's my dad's birthday. It's same. He has the same birthday as Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. So okay. National Jelly Day.
You are correct.
That is the bad day.
That is
That's not
bad.
A real day.
It's not a real day.
Should be.
Let's look at, I don't want to look at all of these because it'll take forever. Although, we got plenty of time.
Oh, wow. You really have a respect for our listeners out there who are just driving to work saying, geez, I got to catch that story. You know, I've only got 3 more minutes till I get to work.
Right.
But we've got all day
we've
long.
We've got a couple hours
we'll
at
just,
least.
We'll slow down here.
Okay.
Tap dance for another half hour. Mm-hmm.
Let's look at National Dadgum That's Good Day.
Yes, find
what
out
what is
about
that about?
God.
National Dadgum That's Good Day ushers in a season of satisfying seasonings, cooking, and overall good times spent with the family. Dadgum That's Good is much more than a Southern phrase, and the title of John McLemore's best-selling cookbook series. Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay.
It's awful.
It's a summation of life's work in creating delicious food with world-class, master-built cooking products. They got a little plug in there.
That's why it's built. There.
Yeah. National, okay.
Doesn't Dab make gum, any sense. That's good day. I just hate that.
How about National Horse Protection Day? What's that
There you
about?
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horse Protection Day.
National Horse Protection Day, March 1st, highlights the plight of horses.
Yes.
Yeah,
what
Mr.
Horses?
Ed.
What horses?
Well, any horse in America is protected today.
Well, what are the wild horses? What are they called?
I don't know. The horse holds a legendary mystique in American culture. In North America, a legendary horse is embedded in our culture and runs deep into the roots, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know horses have been around for a long time.
I think I'm just remembering this as I went through Project 2025,
okay.
The idea that it's going to be a Trump administration. What happens in Project 2025 is that they are going to kill all the wild horses.
What? Wait a minute.
That's
no, they're
now,
not.
Now, why would they do that?
That's stupid.
Don't know. It really stuck out for me. So I don't know. Yep.
Well,
yep.
You know, this is one thing I know to be true. As a therapy animal, horses relieve the symptoms of PTSD, anxiety, and other disorders. They are used as therapy animals for special needs kids and adults. Long past their age as a plow horse or part of the cavalry, they continue connecting to humans, and mm-hmm. we continue to rely on them. Horses do have personalities, and they do operate really well around special needs folks.
Well, and, that's not going to happen once Trump becomes president. They're going to kill all horses.
I don't know. Are you sourcing that? Any? That's in the 2025 thing?
That's yep, yep. Written up by the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, okay.
And like Trump says, oh, well, they're not really going to be a part of our administration. My ass, he is so lazy, he's going to leave all of this up to the Heritage Foundation.
Maybe so? It's because wild horses are like a symbol of freedom, and he just wants to kill any semblance of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That was a great song by the Stones, Wild Horses, by the way.
Yeah.
I always like that song. National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Do you like peanut butter, John? Of course
crunchy peanut butter only, and it's fantastic. Smucker's peanut butter. The only thing that drives me crazy is mixing it into the oil. It settles, and you have to stir it up, and it's just like rock hard underneath the oil, and it is not easy. Mm. But I found a kind of a shortcut on that.
Yeah.
If you put it in a microwave for about a minute, soften that hard rock, the condensed peanuts.
Yeah,
it softens it up just enough to work that oil into the peanut mixture. I'm going way too deeply into this.
Here's something I just saw.
God,
when do you hear this? Back in World War II, the slang for peanut butter back in World War II was monkey butter. A monkey visited the lab at Kellogg's one day. Why would they let a monkey in the lab at Kellogg's? Hey, let's bring Gino the monkey in here.
Well, that explains those no monkey signs.
A monkey visited a lab at Kellogg's one day and dipped his banana in a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, God.
And he's been ape over the combination ever since. Okay. Is this a true story?
No, they just make it. It's got to be a joke.
Actually, banana slices with peanut butter sandwiched between them and dipped in chocolate makes a terrific snack. Well, Elvis knew that, didn't he?
He did.
He had peanut butter and chocolate sandwiches or something.
No, but you know, when you think about it, you're talking about Kellogg's, right? I mean, they don't have a cereal that I know of that combines the flavor of peanut butter with a banana. No cereal like that.
Well. You know, I think you're probably right on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can only think of two peanut butter cereals at all off the top of my head.
Right.
Captain Crunch and Reese's.
Reese's has a peanut butter cereal. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
And I don't understand the flavor at all.
You don't?
No, it doesn't make any sense to be in a cereal. Yeah.
You know, peanut butter. You're not into that, huh?
It doesn't work. No. You know, sometimes that artificial peanut butter flavor isn't really that good. Although they may have changed it. They might have been able to get the actual natural extracts out.
Here's something I bet you didn't know. It takes about 540 peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. 540 peanuts.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it like a handful?
a couple of handfuls. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup was introduced in America way back in 1928. I love those. Peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Do they have real peanut butter in those things?
Well, sure.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I just eat the bad peanut butter, you know, like Skippy and Jif.
Yeah.
You know, with all the hardened oils in it and the sugars. You don't need all that stuff. And I never understood why people ate that stuff. I know it tasted real peanutty, but it's not real peanutty.
Okay.
It's fake peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were playing the sugar. theme music from Mr. Ed, you know, the talking horse.
Yes.
They used peanut butter as a secret ingredient to get the horse to actually move his lips and stuff.
Yeah.
They just smear his teeth with peanut butter,
you know,
and that would make him look like he's talking.
You know, they've said that for over the years here, and it just doesn't seem like that at all.
No.
I think they're lying to us. I think Mr. Ed actually did talk, and they're just trying to protect the horse.
Okay. I don't follow that logic. But
from being interviewed. They didn't want the horse to be interviewed because he had probably a bad experience, you know?
It's like the theory that all monkeys can talk, but if they did, then they'd be put to work.
I like that theory.
Exactly. See, that's the problem.
19 past the hour, coming back with Trump dementia. It's a real thing.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance.
Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay and, for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business.
They're working all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Madison, Wisconsin, the John and Gordy Show. And I got to tell you one thing.
What?
Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
Yep.
Underestimated. You never hear their old stuff. You never hear it. No one ever talks about
Randy
Bachman, because he was a great songwriter.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still out there playing every once in a while.
Giving him credit today.
You know, we played Taking Care of Business because it's National Employment, National Employment Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, of course, February 29th,
we worked for free.
We worked for free. Everybody that...
And they appreciated it. That doesn't put food on the table.
Right. But a big thumbs up from the employers. Like, thanks for working for me.
What a benefit, huh? But they're doing us a favor by employing us. Thank you.
Well, there you go. That's all right.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
We're happy about that. Yeah. Oh, you know, hey... Are we going to do any, is there anything else we want to play here? No, that's it.
Not right now. We can maybe come back to couple things.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I just wanted to break the news to everybody today because it is Friday and we're in a new month. We have to clean up. We've got so many stories that we haven't gotten to. And I'm serious. We haven't gotten to stories all month long.
Right.
There are stories a month old.
Yes.
And we are going to cover everything.
We're going to blow them out of here today.
We're going to try and do that. But we've developed a new feature on the show.
That's right.
And it is called...
Dumpster Fire Friday.
There you go.
Dumpster Fire Friday, baby. Yes. Light that dumpster up.
Baby.
Light the dumpster.
Let's get that dumpster going here.
Yeah, okay.
You got it?
Here we go.
Got to get a few rioters over here to light it.
Okay. There we go.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. I can feel the heat already.
Yeah. And we got those State Street protesters, you know, just dying to burn up with them. Another dumpster. There we go.
So we have a backlog of all these stories, and there were important stories. They're good stories. They didn't quite reach a high level of the quality that we attained here.
You're trying to
blow John
this
Gordy
out
show.
Of proportion just but a little bit.
But they're good enough for a Dumpster Fire Friday.
Always striving enough. For, but never quite reaching the high broadcast standards of civic media.
That's right. And these are at the top of the list. If you just get ready with cut number 319. We got to talk about this one. A lot of these stories, by the way, don't have a lot of story to them, but they're great cuts, okay?
Are you finding that, Sam?
There's the fire. I got it. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Just gorgeous.
All right.
Heat us up this morning. It's kind of chilly.
All right. What's the story?
Mega Republicans can complain about the state of this country all they want. Actions speak louder than words.
This country is a mess, and I don't know what to do.
Did you support raising wages?
No.
Did you support unions?
No.
Make corporations pay what they owe?
Nah.
Billionaires pay what they owe?
Nah.
Bipartisan border deal?
Trump said nah.
Universal background checks?
NRA said nah.
Cap insulin costs?
Big Pharma said nah.
Did you fight climate change?
It's a hoax.
Did you protect reproductive freedom?
Took it away.
Access to inclusive books?
Took it away.
Coverage for pre-existing conditions?
Trying to take it away.
Did you at least make it easier to vote?
No.
Yeah. What's there to do?
Yeah.
Shut down the government.
There you go. Shut down the government. I don't think you're going to do that, though. How about this? Now, my pen just...
What?
Here, you want just another hit your pen on the table too hard and it disintegrated.
Yeah, it split in half.
It vaporized.
Yeah. Settle down.
Well, it's that fire. It's warming everything up in here. You can get cut number 322 ready, and this would be just perfect. Trump, you know, won Florida with the help of mail-in voting, and he was reminded of that by the news host. Let's check that out.
Okay.
How are you going to make sure that mail-in ballots and voter fraud, which we heard from a lot of people in line, was an issue front and center? They're very concerned about mail-in voting. So forget the past. What are you going to do to make sure we don't have problems going forward?
If you have mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. If you have
there's mail-in voting in Florida,
that's
and you won huge.
That's right. If you have it, you're going to have fraud.
But you won.
Because you
but
don't
you
have
won.
Any. When you go into a voting place,
he didn't
like
hear that.
You go into one in a properly run state, they look at you, they give voter ID, you give all sorts of identification. I mean, it would be very hard to cheat in a mask.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Corrected, and he just ran right through it, didn't care.
Ran through
all
it.
All right. Yep. He won by mail-in voting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't register. We are in the dumpster fire Friday right here.
Threw that one in the dumpster. Next.
All right. Okay.
Let's go.
Here's one.
Yep.
CNN's Daniel Dale fact-checks Trump's very friendly Fox News town hall, and it is brutal. This is track 323.
Okay.
And it's starting on fire already. Well, let's toss it in before it's destroyed.
At a very friendly town hall on Fox News, no surprises there. He's making some claims that aren't all there. CNN's Daniel Dale joins me now with a fact check of what Trump said and what's actually true in it. Let's start with the claim about Ukraine. Let's listen.
First thing I get on the phone is with the European nations who are in for 25% of what we're in. We're in for over $200 billion. They're in for $35
billion. It's been about $100 billion so far, but it will be $160.
It's a difference of $150 billion. They've got to start paying up.
Abby, those numbers appear pulled out of thin air. They're not even close to true. According to one reputable tracker of aid to Ukraine, the Kiel Institute, which is based in Germany, it is actually EU countries and EU institutions that are far outpacing the U.S. when it comes to aid commitments to Ukraine. $156 billion for the EU starting in 2022, around when the war began, to $73 billion to the U.S. No, those are commitments, not allocations, not actual spending. If you look at actual spending, it's closer. But even then, Abby, the EU outpaces the United States.
There's also, Daniel, a claim that Trump made about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Let's listen to that, too.
I went in, got in, and I stopped Nord Stream 2. Most people don't know what that's the Russian pipeline. The most important economic deal plus, I call it economic plus, much more than economic. Ever. I stopped it. I told Germany, you're not having it. I told all of Europe, you're not having it. Anybody that wants to have it, they're not dealing with you. I ended it.
You hear this a lot from former President Trump that he ended or killed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It is also not true. What Trump actually did, Abby, was approve sanctions on some of the companies working on the project. But here's the critical thing. He only did that about 3 years into his presidency when the pipeline was already about 90% completed. And even after he imposed those sanctions, the Russian state-owned company behind the pipeline said, okay, fine, we'll just complete it ourselves. And before Trump left office in December 2020, they announced that construction was resuming. Germany announced in January 2021, again before Trump left office, that they were renewing permission for construction in their waters. So whatever he told Russia, Europe, Germany, he did not kill that pipeline.
Yeah. And just lying. That's basically it. And that's the... Oh,
just made
that's...
Up,
yep.
Okay.
The Friday dumpster fire right here. It's a tradition now. Just blowing out a whole bunch of old month-long... stories.
Are we going to do this every Friday or just like once a month?
Once a month. We've got to clean all this stuff up. Because I just never got to it for some reason. Yeah.
The dumpster fire is it's going full
bore. But these are things that are good to know.
Yeah.
They're good to know.
They are good to know. All right. Well.
Hope you're taking notes, folks.
We got a lot more to go.
We got Trump dementia coming up. We've got the rape of a 10-year-old is being discussed again. This time in Ohio, they're making sure that you're going to have the baby. If you're under 13, you're having the kid.
Okay. 628, 31 degrees right now. We'll see a high near 48 later on today and some good-looking weather for the weekend as well. We've got news. We've got weather. Also, Pam Yonke with the Farm Report. And when we come back, bump stock arguments at the Supreme Court, and a whole lot more of the Dumpster Fire Friday.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
When you're thinking about what to make for dinner, do you consider cow tongue, liver, or kidneys? Probably not, but these guts are highly sought after in other countries. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, explains how they're working to create new market opportunities for Wisconsin agriculture.
You know, it's checkoff dollars that support this, leveraged with MAP and FMD funds from the USDA, and then industry dollars we put in. And industry dollars meaning if we go into Walmart, say in Mexico, and we tell them we want to do a promotion, they'll match or double. A lot of times they'll double them dollars. So we can get a 24-to-1 return on checkoff dollars, which is one of the highest in the industry, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of how we can leverage our dollars and are broad-based in multiple countries around the world.
That was Dean Meyer, past chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 today.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 417, up 1 1/4. New crop corn is trading at 463.5, up 1/4. Cash soybeans are trading at 1139 3/4, that's up 11.5 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1140 1/4, and that's up 7 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 577.5, up 6.5 cents. And July new crop wheat is trading at 576 3/4, down 2.5 cents. On the dairy side of things, April Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1713, that's down 4 cents. And May milk is trading at 1755, down 22 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 165, down 2 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed at 160.5, that was down a penny. And the double A butter closed down 3.5 cents at 276.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and just a little breezy this afternoon. And with the low humidity and all the dry stuff out there, there will be an elevated fire danger risk. So please be careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, it's going to be nice, sunny, breezy, 50 today, 33 tonight. We'll get to 60 tomorrow. Sunshine 70 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Oh, yes, Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. You know, they wanted to use part of my nose. I have a fairly big nose, so, you know, they wanted to use parts of that. Freaking struck people's noses.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's you have plenty.
I've had to
you
deal with
share.
This all my life. You know?
Are you an organ donor, John?
There you go. Yeah,
that would be the thing.
That would be it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Dumpster Fire Friday. Oh, more on that in a moment. We've got beautiful weather today, up to about 48. By the way, yesterday was Gary Kenalty's absolute last day at Channel 3. They've been promoting this for months.
I'm surprised you didn't have a big party at your house.
I know. Well, they had a party all day at Channel 3. Boy, everybody came out of the woodwork to salute Gary Kenalty's time at Channel 3. I think 30 years, 40 years. I don't know. He's been there a long time.
See, I
time.
Like Gary. I don't know what you have against him.
I don't know why you hate him. Don't start with this, because you say that, and then everybody starts, why do you hate Gary Kenalty? Yeah, no.
He's a nice guy.
He's a super nice guy, you know, and I like him. We've talked a few times over the years.
Yeah.
He's a big Cubs fan, so, well, you know, look, I'm on board with that.
He's talked to me over the TV tube.
That's not what I meant.
And he reached out and he hit all the right spots with me.
We wish him all the best in
great
his retirement.
Great weather forecast.
Yes. It's going to be nice and warm today, 48 degrees. 608-879-8255 if you want to jump in and give us a call or text.
Or,
just comment on
or just want to listen. You know, we're here to talk to you.
That's it.
Personally, on a Dumpster Fire Friday.
You got it.
And we need a little jolt of caffeine, do we not?
Oh, Do we have any coffee standing by? Where's our coffee?
Where is the coffee? Wow. Do you know where that is?
What?
Oh, there's a guy. There's the Twin Peaks little guy walking through.
Coffee. Coffee. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, I would like some coffee.
Please, give me coffee.
I don't know why he's walking backwards, but he likes to do that. Kind of a moonwalk shuffle.
We need plenty of coffee for Dumpster Fire Friday, because that's what it's all about today. Look, these are stories that we have stored up especially for today.
Yes.
They didn't quite reach the high bar of quality that we normally attain.
They
here
actually do, but we just ran out of time.
Yes.
Every morning, we only have 2 hours to cover all of this data.
So
We sit here chit-chatting about covering all of those stories, let's get to them. Okay? So we don't have to put these off another month.
They may not be timely to today.
Right.
Some of them are, you know, from 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like they're still good stories.
Like this next one.
Okay.
All right, so where's the dumpster?
All right.
Can we just throw another Molotov cocktail in it?
On the fire?
Okay. There we go.
We need some marshmallows, too, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's go to
the
Daily.
The fire is burning. Let's go with
the Daily Show this time. You know, we haven't played a lot of Daily Show recently with Jon Stewart. But he did have a comment about Tucker Carlson's little journalistic expedition into Russia. So let's check that out at number 324.
All right.
Okay. Because you aren't as dumb as your face would have us believe. Perhaps if your handlers had allowed, you would have seen there is a hidden fee to your cheap groceries and orderly streets. Ask Alexei Navalny or any of his supporters.
In Vladimir Putin's Russia, political repression is everywhere. And hundreds have been arrested for daring to honor Navalny so publicly.
Right. Because the difference between our urinal-caked chaotic subways and your candelabra-ed beautiful subways is the literal price of freedom. But the goal that Carlson and his ilk are pushing is that there's really no difference between our systems. In fact, theirs might be a little bit better. The question is, why? Why is Tucker doing this? Here's why. It's because the old civilizational battle was communism versus capitalism. That's what drove the world since World War II. Russia was the enemy then. But now they think the battle is woke versus unwoke.
I love this.
And in that fight, Putin is an ally to the right.
Yep.
He's their friend. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he is also a brutal and ruthless dictator. So now they have to make Americans a little more comfortable with that. I mean, liberty is nice, but have you seen Russia's shopping carts?
Oh, they're beautiful.
And Tucker would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling assassins.
Yep.
In a statement to the New York Times, Carlson said, quote, "It is horrifying what happened to Navalny. The whole thing is barbaric and awful. No decent person would defend it."
Correct. No decent person would.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Point made.
He's got it.
Yeah. I love the idea that it's not communism anymore worried about its wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
That is the new war, and that is, of course, something that Putin is really against. So, and now we're seeing one Republican after the next fall in line supporting Putin. We heard a few tracks yesterday from those people who thought, Putin should go into Ukraine. It used to be his country anyway, so mm-hmm. he should take it back. You can't wrap your head around some of this stuff. Okay, now we had a quote from somebody, but we didn't have the actual cut of the person saying it from the Heritage Foundation, and this is cut 325. We have the actual person saying this about ending recreational sex and ending birth control pills. Go ahead.
Okay. I hear from a great many young women who were put on the pill at the age of 14 and came off it, so maybe 10 years later, and realized they'd done a complete personality flip, and actually they... You know, I thought I was bipolar, but then it turned out actually it was just this psychoactive substance that I'd been. What were they doing to me? And this is all, and this was all to the purpose of rendering a woman receptive to what is for the most part loveless and sometimes extremely degrading sexual access. Mm. I struggle to see in what way that's in women's interests. And given the great many other things that, to my eye, are downstream of the entry into that paradigm, it seems to me that a good place to start would be a feminist movement against the pill and for rewilding sex, returning the danger to sex, returning the intimacy, and really the consequentiality to sex. And a great deal follows from an intentional reconnection of women's opting intentionally to reconnect with the fullness of our embodied nature.
Yeah, nice what try. Is, yeah, what, she didn't what, exactly save that.
What's she talking about?
Disconnected. A women's movement against having recreational sex. good luck trying to convince women of that.
Right. Oh, God. Man. Well, you know, we were talking earlier, and we've got a story coming up about Trump's dementia. Dementia. But the CPAC convention has been going on. I think they've wrapped it up by now, right?
I don't know.
It just seems to go on and on. But this is from the Lincoln Project. They took a few little snippets of Trump from his various speeches lately.
Beautiful.
And put them all together. Listen to this.
Hi, what's up? They're destroying our country, and I just wish we could do it quicker. I'd much rather see Biden as president, and I agree with him. I can't see too many people out there. I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones. Sidney Poitier, I thought he was very handsome, right? I'm being indicted for you, the black population. Lawyers are my best friend. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know that mugshot is number one. Elvis Presley's number two. I'm a very proud Christian, actually. We're going to protect pro-God context and content. Zion, Zionining, Dodong, Dadang. The voices of famed evangelical people and evangelists. He rambled. He's cognitively impaired. 3 years later, how about that? I talked to Putin.
a lot.
And I'm not sure he looked great in a bathing suit. I think women like me.
In Beverly Hills, you pay a fortune in taxes. They say you can only brush your teeth once a day. I don't think it could ever be wokenized. We're going to end the so-called wokenized. Department of Education. We might have one desk, one person, just to make sure everyone's speaking English. They have languages that nobody in this country has ever heard of. Nobody can ramble like this. God is here and God is watching. And God probably can't believe what he's seen. They rigged the presidential election, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024.
And they love that.
That guy. The president mentioned it.
Okay, so that's Trump from CPAC.
See, yep. You can just see how he stayed on topic almost all the way through that speech.
Wokenized. Yeah, wokenized. Making up words, you know.
Wow. It covered a lot of subject matter.
Yeah. Has he got, you know, I mean, how can you determine if he actually does have dementia?
Well, that's
other
a...
than just listening to those cuts, it
that's
seems,
a good question.
Seems something's not quite right.
The founder of Midas Touch, the organization that released a lot of the anti-Trump stuff out there, posted this. He said he got a message from an individual. The person said, "Hi, Ben. I'm a psychiatric nurse in Canada. I'm watching the video you posted this morning about Trump completely losing it. I noticed in his videos that his face is not symmetrical anymore, and when he's talking, his right eye is not focused with the left. Now, I've read articles that he has dementia, but this was obvious to me, who has been in geriatric patient areas for a long time. After a stroke or advanced dementia, that happens. He's also talking mostly out of the left side of his face." Hmm. I didn't know that. "I can't diagnose him, but this was what hit me the most." She has the experience being around dementia patients. Keep doing what you're doing, showing this stuff online. It is kind of wild, isn't it?
It is.
Noticing that. I didn't notice, but I'm going to have to look again and to see that his right eye is not focused with the left, and he's talking from the left side of his face.
Okay, we'll have to watch some video here.
Can't wait. Well, can't wait to watch anything.
Focus on this.
From
all right,
Trump.
Let's go to the phones. We have Roger on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad.
Go ahead with your comment. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Trump supporter, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
Or he doesn't like him very much, one way or another.
Yeah, we're not sure. All right, we'll move on.
All right. Well, how about this? This was a crazy story. Didn't get to this one either in our Dumpster Fire Friday edition.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. Yeah. Now, this is a misdirection play. Okay. I'm going to read the first part of the story. Bill Lee, governor, has signed a bill that states individuals shall not be required to solemnize a marriage if they object based on their conscience or religious belief. LGBTQ advocates believe the legislation is designed to give these officials the right to discriminate against LGBTQ couples, okay?
All right.
That's the first part of the story. But this was the weird part. The state rep, Monty Fritz, who is the primary bill sponsor of this and writer of the bill, said the bill is intended to stop young people from committing elder abuse by marrying old people to access their bank accounts.
What? Wait.
What?
Run that by us again. This is just my head is spinning.
So instead of discriminating against LGBTQ couples for not solemnizing a marriage, the guy who wrote this, his real intent was to stop young people from committing elder abuse by marrying older people to access their bank accounts.
Wow. I'm trying to play connect the dots on this, and
it's
not working.
I know.
I don't get it.
Oh,
okay.
So if you ever wondered, what was the intent of that? Well, there really sometimes isn't any at all, except, those are the mega.
Throw that one in the dumpster fire, because
caught on fire right away.
It went up in a blaze of glory. Yeah. Okay. 6:49.
We got so much more.
I know. So much more coming up. We've got Rachel Maddow also on presidential immunity coming up shortly. Back with more of John and Gordy.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Madison, the capital city. We're broadcasting from State Street. John and Gordy, the show, and Sam, our producer, is getting all these cuts ready for the major Dumpster Fire Friday edition.
That's right.
This is a Blaze debut is here. We've got so many stories after, you know, we're in the new month. We've got to chuck the stories from the previous month.
Yep.
And move on.
The fire is burning. Dumpster Fire Friday.
Yeah.
And you can call us, 608-879-8255. That's our number. You can call us or text us. Highs today in the upper 40s. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, too. So, yeah.
It's nice to hear from one of the trolls. You know, they at some time shuffle out of under the bridge where they hang out mostly. And
are these the Mount Horeb trolls? Or just, because they got a lot of trolls. Have you been to Mount Horeb? You know, they've got the statues everywhere. You don't know about this, Sam?
I've driven past Mount Horeb, but I've never been there.
You should drive through it sometime. They make a big deal out of trolls.
They sculpt old tree trunks into trolls.
It's interesting. Interesting choice.
It's a thing. All right. Well,
did you see the movie Troll? It was a good movie.
No, I didn't.
There's a series of troll movies. It's not those. It's just a troll movie, and it's really fantastic. They discover this troll. He wakes up, and he's actually, you know, considered a mountain, but when he wakes up, the mountain's gone. It's him, and he goes around rampaging, and there's a really nice story tied to it. Let's not get into that, though. We're just wasting more time. I got to get to the
Dumpster Fire Friday.
Got to keep feeding the fire.
We do. The flame is going down.
The fire is going out.
Let's add
here.
Some more.
Okay.
Add some more to the fire.
We're going to just get into the Christian nationalist thing here.
Okay.
Don't look away. This is
the
theocracy. The right wants to impose on America. Be ready to vote and support the real democracy.
Okay.
Here's a quote from this little track I'm about to play. While a pregnancy might have been difficult on a 10-year-old body, a woman's body is designed to carry life. Here's the full comment and the crazy person saying it.
She cried and begged for a little sister or a baby. And while a pregnancy might have been difficult on a 10-year-old body,
you think?
A woman's body is designed to carry life. That is a biological fact. It is not designed to have disgusting death instruments remove her preborn child from her womb. Both situations would be difficult, but we know for a fact that every single time life wins. And that, again, is a statistical fact. It's a terrible, tragic situation, and we must do better to protect children from that kind of a difficult situation that allows such heinous, horrible abuse. And I'm sorry the abortionist did not report the rape, and I'm sorry that the mother permitted this.
You're not sorry.
An effort to have things that are accurate on this record in this very distinguished body in these halls where laws are made. That is simply untrue. It was reported. So let us not continue to spread disinformation time and time again about certain families' personal issues that they have dealt with in terms of a 10-year-old rape victim being raped and child sexual abuse. I take extreme offense to that on behalf of the family and the poor 10-year-old who is subjected in that way to being raped at such a young, tender age.
Yeah, that's some of the extremism that's going on out there. A person sounded very convinced that they were right and they had the right information and that everybody agreed with that person, mm-hmm. but nope, not exactly. And, you know, the thing that really bothersome, really, is thinking that a 10-year-old body is ready for a pregnancy.
No.
That is absolutely not true. I wish that would have been brought up in this conversation.
Right.
That is a very dangerous situation. So, not a good argument.
No.
All right.
Okay.
We're in the Dumpster Fire Friday edition of the John and Gordy Show.
These are stories that we have stored up especially for today. They didn't make the cut earlier in the month, but now we're on to a new month here on the calendar, March 1st. All right. What do you got next?
Oh, this is something. A new candidate atop the Republican ballot for Missouri governor says he was only an honorary KKK member.
Oh, honorary? They're passing out honorariums
now? That's right.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
He went to a religious Christian identity cross-lighting ceremony.
Oh.
That's all.
Rehearsal?
It was just, you know, you know how Christians like to light crosses on fire. So he's having trouble explaining his honorary membership at the KKK.
He's got some splaining to do.
Is right.
Geez.
Oh, man. Okay. You know, racism is rampant. If you could get cut, 341.
341.
Ready.
Okay.
Racism is rampant on the right.
Okay.
And the mega racists are out in force. They're trying to promote the gold tennis shoes. And I think this is one of those... amazing, absolutely amazing comments that your jaw drops and you're just sitting. Did he just say that? Is he really happy about that? You know, but let's hear this track.
Okay.
Even the sneaker thing. I was on social media last night. Very interesting. As you see black support eroding from Joe Biden, this is connecting with black America because they love sneakers. They're into sneakers. They love this is a big deal, certainly in the inner city. So when you have Trump roll out his sneaker line, they're like, wait a minute, this is cool. He's reaching them on a level that defies and is above politics. The culture always trumps politics.
Oh,
and Trump understands culture like no politician I've ever seen.
Question for you on that point, though.
Yeah.
Will the people that are excited about the sneakers and excited about Donald Trump, will that translate into them going out and voting for Donald Trump?
Well, anybody willing to put $400 down for a pair of sneakers? Yeah, I think that's commitment and love.
It's something.
It's affection.
Oh,
that's
man.
Commitment
that is just
and love.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Those distressed neighborhoods, they've got that $400 extra to throw at some sneakers. We only got one more minute. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Time is flying today.
That's why we still have this stack of stories.
I know. We got to get rid of them, though.
Incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
It has. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll have to come back with more. But next hour, by the way, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism and the Project 2025. We've got another track for you to listen to in regards to that.
Also coming up, Rocker will be in the studio to give us a preview of Max Inc. this weekend.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy.
headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Friday. Devil's Advocates, we air the grievances. You could air yours each weekday right here across the Civic Media Network, 4 to 6 p.m.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and